We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
So we are going to our morning, the preaching today, this morning, is coming from the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms 124, verse 1 to 8. The book of Psalms, verse 124, chapter 124, verse 1 to 8. I'm going to read. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, when their anger was kindled against us, then the floods would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us his prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. We pray that this word, which we know is a double-edged sword, who speak to us, who pierce through our hearts, dissect our hearts, judge the intentions of our hearts, teach us, correct us, rebuke us, and equip us for your purposes. So we pray, Father God, that you use my lips, that my understanding, my knowledge will not interfere with what you want to say this morning, that my thoughts will not be a barrier to what you want to communicate this morning. So use my lips to communicate what you want to communicate. And Father, open the hearts of those that you want to speak to this morning. This word, those that you have a word for this morning, may their hearts be open to receive from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I would like to just to say, I hope you had a good Christmas. You enjoyed it. It was good. Yes, whether you were bubbled or whether you were flying solo, the issue is Christmas happened. Amen. And the reason for the season was at the center. Amen. You know, it was so good that we were exploring the original story this month. This whole month we have been exploring the original story of Christmas. And I must say, we were taught the gospel truth. And I hope that truth changed the way we viewed Christmas, despite all the stories that were associated with how Christmas was going to happen. I hope what we were taught changed, impacted on how we viewed Christmas, especially in a year where we were not even sure whether it was going to be there, but we were told on the 24th that Christmas will always be there. Coronavirus or no coronavirus, Christmas will remain there. Amen. Because coronavirus is not the season, is not the reason for the season. Christ is the reason for the season. I'm so grateful that also we ended the year being taught about the manifold grace of God. You know, in this season, after all we have gone through this year, I was so grateful that I just needed to come out of 2020 with something that tells me that God is still seated on the throne, that God is still reigns, that he does not change. So being taught about the manifold grace of God that can access anyone, even an ordinary woman like me, was such a blessing. We can all agree that it has been a year full of diverse experience, diverse stories. Every person, even my own lady, has got his own story about COVID. You know, it has, to some extent, also, it introduced some new beginnings. Who would ever thought that you would be so comfortable to lie in your bed and not feel guilt that you're not going to the house of God and just worship God every Sunday and feel okay about it? Some new beginnings. It introduced quite a lot that we are not going to go there because we won't finish. So, but let's just pause a little bit and reflect on the events. And maybe, should I say, review the events of 2020. 2 months into 2020, with all our list of resolutions that we had, you know, written down, Our world was in a state of a turmoil. All of a sudden, there was panic everywhere. Uncertainty was written literally on everything. It was indeed a world upside down, as we heard 2 weeks ago, in a real sense. But the difference was, in this one, no one wanted to take responsibility for. Even those who created the coronavirus in the laboratory were not wanting to take responsibility for its damage. Even the leaders who always act as if they have it all under control, they didn't want to take responsibility of it. It was a different year. Up to this day, we are not yet out of it. The turmoil is still there. Some of us, we experienced what we never thought would experience in our lifetime. We experienced the unimaginable. It was beyond our capacity. And some of us, we are still haunted by what we went through. We can't shake it off. For some of us, we are so exhausted. We are stressed. We are frustrated because of the events of 2020, a year with a difference. While some of us, we are still full of fear that was unleashed upon us when this pandemic came and the uncertainties it brought with it. For some of us, 2020 will remain an unforgettable year, but one associated with not so good memories. Some of us, we are so discouraged that if we are not careful, we will miss the open doors set before us this season. And as if that is not enough, the uncertainties around the vaccine is not helping us at all. Because for some of us, we are now concerned about the safety of our immune system if this vaccine gets into your body. And you know what? It's a lot to experience in 1 year. It's a lot to experience in 1 year. But do you know what? One thing that I believe we can all testify to, despite our diverse experiences and stories, is that if it had not been of the Lord on our side, if it had not been the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. We don't know where we could be today. If we had not found favor in the sight of the Lord, only God knows what could have become of us. I was so excited when Ashil, I was almost getting a bit on the edge because he was almost like preaching my message, you know. And I was like, did I send to the media team earlier enough for him to read it? And I realized, no, he was already on the front when I gave them. So, but I thank you, Ashil, for confirming. If it did not been of the Lord, our confidence only comes from him. So, indeed, this morning, we can echo the psalmist's song we have just read in Psalms 124. In this song, the psalmist was calling the children of Israel to acknowledge God's faithfulness in delivering them from their enemies, just in case they would forget it, just in case they could boast about their big armies, just in case they would boast about their chariots, their horses. He reminded them that if it had not been of the Lord, not if it had not been of our 1,000 armies, he reminded them. And this morning, I've come to remind us. So let's explore this testimonial song together as we imagine what would have happened to us if God had not intervened to help us during this difficult year. So if you are writing notes, if you are one of those that write notes, the title of my message this morning is Having Your Confidence in the Lord. Having your confidence in the Lord. We have just finished singing that my confidence is in your faithfulness. And so the title of this message is Having Your Confidence in the Lord. I pray and hope that there are a few things that we can draw from this psalm that can help us, that as we move from 2020 to 2021, like Ashu said earlier, we don't want to move with haunted by 2020. You know what? Every year brings its own issues. So make sure you shake off 2020's issues and wait for 2021, because it has got its own plans for us. So we're going to just draw some few tips and hints from this psalm that can help us to prepare as we enter 2021. The first thing that we can see from this psalm, the first hint we can draw from this psalm is acknowledge that God is always in control. Acknowledge that God is always in control. Verse 1 to 5 says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. You know, the opening verses of this psalm clearly communicates an acknowledgement that despite what they experienced, the Lord was on their side. Despite what they saw, the Lord was on their side. And you know, repeating the opening statement provides us with an emphasis that if it had not been the Lord himself who fought their battles, who defeated their enemies, who silenced, who calmed, who rendered powerless the coronavirus, who helped us through the lockdown challenges, we would have been consumed alive. In March this year, in March this year, for us in England, right, in Britain, right, in March 2020, this year, COVID-19, the world, in my view, the world's biggest danger, unknown danger, that no one was prepared for, made its way across the globe. It ravaged and attacked, sparing no one and discriminating nobody who was found on its way. It attacked people of all ages, all ethnicities, all cultures in any continent. Fear gripped the hearts of people. Financial markets were tumbling down. In fact, almost every sector was affected by the coronavirus pandemic. You know, I like this because many people refer to it as an equalizer because of its undiscriminating policy. If you want to know and learn about undiscriminating policy, go to coronavirus. It has an undiscriminating policy. It did not matter whether you were rich, whether you were poor. It did not matter whether you were educated or uneducated. It did not matter whether you worked in the lab or not working in the lab. It did not matter whether you were a doctor or not a doctor. It did not matter whether you were, your status, your money, could not stop this virus from attacking you. That's what I'm trying to say. It did not. Whether you were well-planned and well-organized, whether you were a private hospital or a public hospital, it didn't matter. Things had to change. For example, medical procedures, weddings, family, starting family, some of them had to be postponed. In fact, some canceled. Exams, doesn't matter how you were prepared for it, were canceled. Graduations, doesn't matter how you have invited your parents from all over, was canceled. Proms, you already had your date, it was canceled. Despite your dress, that was so expensive. Interviews, vacations, holidays, you know, it was an equalizer because those who usually don't go on holiday, they were celebrating, yay, my neighbor. Every August, you're not there. This holiday, you are there with an equalizer. Hey, jobs were lost. Salaries, wages were reduced. Contracts were canceled, and some businesses were closed. An equalizer. It caused havoc to all of us and created chaos around the whole world. First world or undeveloped, developed world, whatever, it caused chaos. But in the midst of all that chaos, the exciting part of it, in the midst of all that chaos, we can all testify that the Lord carried us through. He kept us under the shadow of his wings. He's covered us with his feathers, and his faithfulness was our shield and rampart. That's why we can stand today and testify, your faithfulness is my confidence, because he has been faithful to us. That's why we can enter 2021 declaring that our confidence is not in the vaccine. Our confidence is in the Lord, that he is always in control. He knows what tomorrow holds for us, and he is in control. He was with us, not just for us. He was among us as the greater aim of our lives. Each person testified about how they experienced God this year, because you had to learn to pray for yourself. Because if you had coronavirus in the house, you all isolated your own room. So you had no one else to say, come pray for me, because you're isolating. You had to learn to communicate with this God on your own. He was among us as the great I am. We can all testify that God's power and wisdom preserved us and protected us from all the challenges we were facing. You know, one thing that I realized is Psalm 91 became a reality in our lives. It was the most read scripture, most recited, most memorized, most quoted, and a sung hymn portion of scripture in 2020. I think it could have won 2020 Scripture of the Year award. If there was such an award, Psalm 91 this year, no competition. No, it didn't matter whether you were Christian or not Christian. When somebody said, do you want me to pray for you? They'll pray Psalm 91. And you have to say, amen. It became a reality in our lives. So we can echo the psalmist and say, if the Lord had not been on our side, if the Lord had not been in control, then COVID-19 would have consumed us alive. You know why we need to declare that and to acknowledge that, my friends, is the truth is, it is to the advantage of the enemy, it is to the enemy's advantage that we forget that the Lord reigns at all times in our lives. That he never fails to watch over you and me as his children. It is to the advantage of the enemy that we lose the awareness of God's presence in every moment of our lives, especially when we are facing a dilemma and when the issues of life are overwhelming us. You know what happens in those moments? You don't see Jesus. But it is when you see Jesus that he takes you to a rock that is higher than what you are facing. The psalmist said, when I'm overwhelmed, take me to a rock that is higher than I. There are moments in life that where you are standing is not good enough for what you are facing. You need a rock that is higher than you, and that rock is Jesus Christ. He is higher than any situation, higher than any circumstance, higher than coronavirus, higher than the chaos that it created. He is higher. And so it is to our advantage that we know and we acknowledge at all times that God is in control. He is in control. So this morning, I've come to steer your hearts to remember that Jesus is always in control. The events of this year might have left us feeling fearful, anxious, tired, frustrated, stressed. But let's not forget that our Lord is still in control. He has always been in control. Our lives are written in the palm of our Lord, who watches over us. He does not sleep nor slumber. You know, he was not surprised when coronavirus came. We were all surprised. Every person was surprised. But in heaven, they already knew. They were not shocked. He knows the beginning from the end. He does not fall from his throne. He reigns forever, always in control. So as we reflect on where we are right now, let's not let the experience of God's favor vanish out of our minds. I don't care whether you really tested positive at any point this year. I don't care whether you really didn't, were not working and didn't even leave your house. You were just in your house throughout this year. It really doesn't matter. I still believe that do not forget the experience of the favor of God this year. Because, you know, it's not tangible. You know, this virus is not tangible. So we wear the mask, but really the mask does not stop it. If it wants to attack you, it doesn't. It's a precaution. It's only the blood of Jesus that can shield you and protects you to the place that you can work in that hospital where every ward is smelling COVID-19 and you still come out negative. That can only be the favor of God. So we were hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, because the favor of God was upon us. He kept us in the flood, and yet we were above the flood. He did not make us be drowned. Indeed, if it had not been of the Lord who was on our side, let us all say, if it had not been of the Lord, this pandemic would have swept us away. There is no doubt in my view, there's no doubt or question as to our God being our deliverer during this season, as to our God being the healer during this season, as to our God being the protector, the provider, the comforter, the preserver, the restorer, the strength, our good shepherd. We cannot give credit to anything else other than the goodness of our God. We serve an all-knowing God, an all-powerful God who never fails us. Let's acknowledge the Lord is in control. Let's acknowledge the Lord is in control. And when we acknowledge that the Lord is in control, when we move from 2020, accepting that the Lord is in control, then we are able to gratefully worship Him. So the next tip that we can draw from the psalm is you have a reason to gratefully worship Him. You have a reason to gratefully worship Him. Verse 6 and 7 says, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of fowlers. The snare is broken. We have escaped. These two verses demonstrate the reality of the danger these people were facing. Had there been no divine intervention. You know, as prey to their teeth. It gives you kind of a graphic imagination that the mouth was open, the teeth were about to bite you, and then God just came from nowhere and snatched you out of their prey. It implies that the enemy had already captured you. They were about to be eaten. Just a minute. The Lord, if God had only delayed, but you know what? He never delays. He's always on time. So he rescued them. He came, the Lord our God came to their rescue and pulled them out of the enemy's grip unharmed. You know, this reminds me of three Hebrew boys that were not very careful to respond to a very harsh king after he asked them to worship his idol. And they were thrown into a fiery furnace. And you know what? They found Jesus, the real fire, consuming fire, waiting for them to wrap them in his loving arms, that they were not harmed. The fire could not. So Nebuchadnezzar looked and said, hey, hang on. We threw three boys there, but I can see four. And one of them looked like the son of God. And they're unbound, unharmed. Take them out. That's the God the psalmist is talking about. The one who, when Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, the real lion, the lion of Judah, was waiting for him. And the lions that had been kept so hungry that they could deal with Daniel properly lost their appetite and just looked at him, because there was the real lion in the den. So it doesn't matter where you are. That is the God we serve. He deserves our adoration. He deserves our worship. He deserves our devotion, because He is always there. You go into the dungeon, He is there. Into the pit, He is there. You're isolating alone, He is with you. You are in the thick of the thickest front line, He is there with you. He's worthy of our worship. So the snare has been broken. The trap has been broken. Church, you know when they talk about fowlers, fowlers have many methods of catching its prey. I grew up in the rural areas. If I had time, I would talk to you about the what is called bed lime. You know, how it's a trap for birds. I watched it. My brothers did it. So, but I won't go in there. But I want you to understand that fowlers have many methods of catching prey. Just in the same way that the devil has many methods to deceive us. The devil has many methods to trap us. I'm quite certain that there's not even one of us in which the devil does not lay a trap for our soul. None of us. He's always scheming. For example, there are many ways the enemy can snare us. Our souls can be snared by worldliness, which is an enemy to a holy and righteous life. You keep struggling to just live a practical Christian life. There are some issues you can't just get rid of. Your soul has been ensnared by worldliness. It can be, our soul can be ensnared by selfishness, which is an enemy to any form of kindness, compassion, and generosity. It's all about me, I, and myself. By the time I think about my neighbor, I have nothing to give. Compassion has run out. It can be ensnared by unbelief, which is the enemy to a prayerful life, trusting in the Lord, and surrendered life. Yeah, if God was in our midst, if God was with me, so why is this happening? You doubt the promises of God, but we have just sung this morning, the promises of God are yes and amen to those who believe. These are real threats that we face every day in our lives, pushing us to a point where we want to give in, give up, getting us weary, or even becoming faint. But even in that very moment where we are coming to the end of our scheming and planning and, you know, jumping and trying all sorts of things, the Lord breaks in and breaks the snare. So we can declare the snare is broken. He has been our Ebenezer. He has brought us this far. So now that we are closing our deals with 2020, we have to close the deals because we have deals waiting for us in 2021. So close the deals in 2020. Let's sing a new song, like what Mr. Mayala said to us earlier. Sing a new song from your heart. Sing a new song of worship. Do not look for someone elsewhere. Remember what the Lord has done for you. You know that you could be here. You wouldn't have been here if it had not been of the grace of God. Sing a new song from your heart. Let's give him the glory due his name. Let's praise him wholeheartedly, for he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Your friends can leave you. How many of you tell your friends that you have tested positive? That is the last day you see them in your house. I mean, they don't want to see you for a while because they don't know where the virus really has gone. 2 weeks is not enough to deal with the virus. We all know that. We have been tempted but not taken. We have been cast down but not destroyed. We have been perplexed but not in despair. In debt of it all, but still alive in Christ. Still alive in Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 to 10. Blessed be the Lord our God. We can say that. Blessed be the Lord our God. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our adoration. Oh, my soul, bless the Lord this morning. Rejoice and delight in the God of my salvation this morning. He is worthy of our worship. Declare and worship him gratefully. He has done great things for us. And when we begin to worship him and acknowledge that he is in control and gratefully and give him the glory due his name, then we are building our confidence in him. So our tip number 3, our hint that we can draw from this psalm is declare your complete confidence in the Lord. Declare your complete confidence in the Lord. Verse 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Here the psalmist concludes by making a public declaration that our hope for the future, our strength in all trials and temptation, now and forever, is in the name of the Lord. You know, elsewhere in Psalm 20, verse 7, the psalmist echoed this same declaration when he said, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I'll trust in the name of the Lord. Implying that the revealed character of Jesus Christ the revealed character of Yahweh was the basis for their confidence in Him as their helper. They've reflected, they've reviewed, and they've realized, no, it's not our chariots. No, it's not our army. No, it's not our guns. It's the name of the Lord that has been our help. That's awesome. He is the one who made the heaven and earth from nothing and everything that is in it, including you and me. He is an awesome God. We can put our confidence in Him. We can rely completely on Him. You know, we need to understand that we have been given authority to evoke the name of Jesus in our lives. We have been given the authority to evoke the name of Jesus over our lives, over our families. The name by which whosoever calls unto it is saved. The name that is exalted above every other name. In Philippians 2 verse 10 to 11, Paul says, at the mention of His name, every knee will bow down and every tongue confess He is Lord. Just mentioning His name. At the mention of His name, the demons tremble. It doesn't matter where it has been assigned from. It trembles when you mention the name of Jesus. Every chain is broken. It doesn't matter who chained you. At the mention of Jesus, it is broken. Every yoke is broken. In His name, you can rebuke the wind behind the waves. Not just the waves. You rebuke the wind that is causing the waves to come your way. In His name. In His name, you can move mountains. You can bring down the walls that the enemy might erect around you. In His name. Gates lift when you mention the name of Jesus. His atmosphere shifts when you mention the name of Jesus. Doors open before you and the mention of His name. That is the name that we worship. Everything changes when you mention the name of Jesus. It's okay when you're talking about yourself, but the moment you mention, you bring Jesus into the equation, everything changes. Everything changes. So we can completely rely on Him. We can completely trust in Him. There is salvation. You know, there is nothing we cannot find in Jesus. There is salvation in His name. There is deliverance in His name. There is redemption in His name. There is protection in His name. There is providence in His name. There is preservation in His name. There is no other name like the name of Jesus in heaven and on earth. There is no other name like that. And I need to know no other name but only His name. That is the name we have built our confidence on. Church, let's proclaim this year, as we enter into 2020, let's proclaim that my hope is in the name of Jesus. He is my creator, my ever-present help in times of trouble. He is a faithful Father who can turn your despair into hope, who can turn your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy. If your heart is full of sorrow and heaviness, the Bible says, He is the only one who says, a troubled heart and a spirit is a sacrifice to me. If you come to me with your heavy heart, I would say, please go pray. It's too much for me. But He says, come with your troubled spirit. It's a sacrifice to me. He is faithful. Let's declare our total devotion and our total abandonment to Him. He is our everlasting strength. He never fails and He never gives up on you. He has been on our side and He is on our side. Great is His faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness. We have seen His faithfulness. We have experienced His faithfulness. We have lived under His goodness. Great is His faithfulness. So let's put our confidence in Him. So as we conclude this message this morning, I want us to go back to the beginning and declare that if it had not been the Lord on our side, let us all say, if it had not been the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be here today. If it had not been of the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be here today. He has set open doors before us, not behind us, for a reason. The word we received at the beginning of this season, it says, I've set doors before you, not behind you. The reason why He set doors open before us, so that He is leading us, so we can see Him. He's the one who has the key to open the doors before us. So we need to keep our eyes on Him. So I encourage you, as you enter into 2021, keep your eyes on Him. He's holding the key for your door. Keep your eyes on Him. He's taking you where you need to be. He's going to unlock the door. He has gone before us. All that we are today, all that we have, all that we have achieved, all that we have survived, all that we are planning to do, our list of resolutions. Some of you are already halfway your list of resolutions. All that you are planning to do, we owe everything unto the Lord. So we say at the end of your list of resolution, if the Lord wills. Because, you know, if the Lord wills, there is some other places that they can cause chaos. So only God can keep control of what needs to happen. He reigns forever. He reigns forever. And apart from him, we can do nothing. So let's always remember, he is seated on the throne. And he's always in control. He has your back covered. It doesn't matter what you're facing, he is there. Let's worship him gratefully and declare that our confidence is his name. As we enter 2021, let's declare our confidence is in his name. My prayer is that the experiences and the events of 2020 will lead us to such kind of a conclusion that realizes that the one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. The one who is in us is greater than the pandemic. The one who is in us is greater than the lockdown challenges. You can lose your job. You can lose your contract. It doesn't matter. The one who is in you is greater than those challenges. He is the maker of heaven and earth. We can put our trust in him today. He never turns away anyone who comes to him. If you do not know him as your personal savior, whether you're watching online and you do not know him as your personal savior, trust him with your life today. If you were doubting because God, you experienced, you know, COVID-19 and you tested positive and you began to say, Lord, why did your blood not really protect me? If you were doubting whether he's on your side, I encourage you to rededicate your life this morning because he's on your side. I encourage you to confess him as your personal savior. Get things right before end of 2020. The Lord is with us. He has gone before us. He is waiting for us. So if you fall into any of those categories, whether you want to recommit your life to Christ, whether you want to give your life to Christ as your personal savior, and I encourage you to join me as I pray for you to receive him as your personal savior. He is a friend to all of us, and he's waiting to receive us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, this morning we come before you. We thank you for what you did on the cross on our behalf. We thank you for paying a debt that you did not owe. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Father, this morning we come before you, and I pray for those that are giving themselves to you, Father God, that may you, oh God, accept them. May you, oh God, welcome to them into the family. Father, we thank you, my God, that as they invite you as their personal savior, Lord, I pray that you will reveal yourself to them. They will experience something different in their lives, in their households. Lord, I pray that, my God, they will find you this morning. As they are looking up to you, may they find you. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that for those that are coming to a place of doubting, Father, this morning I pray that they will know that, my God, your promises are yes and amen. You are, my God, a God who does not change. You are not a son of mortal that changes or lies. Lord Jesus, whatever you promise to do, you will fulfill it. Whatever you say, you will do it. So, Lord, we pray that we may put our trust in you. We may put our confidence in you. And that our confidence may be rested upon nothing else but you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your faithfulness. We can come to you and declare that if it had not been of you, Lord, if it had not been of you on our side, we don't know what we could be. We don't know what would have become of us. We don't know where we would have ended up being. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. We thank you for your love that is never fails us. We thank you. This morning we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you. And we bless your name. Because you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our praise. And our confidence is in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.